Faced with a shortage of primary care doctors, more and more clinics are relying on nurse practitioners to fill the gap. But that creates another gap in the level of training providers bring to the job. As Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports, residency programs, once reserved for physicians, are popping up for nurse practitioners as well.
Yakima nurse practitioner Sean Marie Fox says many of her grad school classmates are feeling overwhelmed.
They would start jobs, and it really only lasted about 2 or 3 months before they were just felt like they were drowning.
The problem, she says, is dealing with the transition between school, where you see patients under the direction of an instructor, and a job where you call the shots.
Stepping up and being that primary decision maker in someone's health is a really overwhelming responsibility.
Where primary care physicians typically get 7 years of postgraduate training before going into practice full-time, nurse practitioners often start seeing patients straight out of a 2-year master's program. Margaret Flinter is a nurse practitioner who runs a community health center in Connecticut. She calls that first year of practice the year of shock and awe.
We saw new nurse practitioners, brilliantly educated, coming from the best graduate schools, excellent entry-level competency, meeting up with not too many entry-level patients.
Over the years, Flinter says two shifts have changed the learning curve for new providers in primary care. Both patients and medical care have gotten more complex. The spread of conditions like obesity and diabetes has been accompanied by an array of new treatments. Before she started the first residency program for nurse practitioners in 2007, Flinter says,
I felt like we were losing people from primary care in that first year, and maybe forever. We would never get them back to primary care.
Now, more than 20 nurse practitioner residency programs have sprouted around the country, including one at the Yakima Valley Farmworkers Clinic.
So last time I saw you, you said
Sean Marie Fox is part of the first cohort there.
Is it now your hip and your back that's worse?
After graduate school at Emory University, Fox wanted to come back home to Washington State, but she was also dead set on a residency.
I really love being a family nurse practitioner, and so I wanted to make sure that I could do it.
On clinic days, Fox sees patients of her own all afternoon. During each appointment, she steps out to see Dr. Michael Jack.
Okay. Second to last patient. Okay, so this is a 56-year-old woman who...
Jack is a family physician who supervises residents during the year-long program.
Does she take anything for her pain?
In the past, Jack says new nurse practitioners had to find their own time to ask questions and get guidance from more senior colleagues.
You know, we're all available to them to answer their questions, to help them. But there's a lot of pressure, you know, to come in and see patients and do things on your own.
Now, residents review each case with a dedicated advisor. Jack says that arrangement allows new graduates to take on more complex patients than they would on their own. People with multiple conditions or a history of heart or liver failure. But the residency program also addresses a crucial need for the clinic as a whole.
Recruitment is such a huge cost to our organization. If we can recruit people that will stay with us long term,
then it makes sense to invest in training residents. This year, that already seems to be working out. Sean Marie Fox and one other resident plan to stay on and take jobs here at the Farmworkers Clinic when their program is up. In Yakima, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity, Northwest Public Radio News.